On this day back in 1997, if you can believe it, Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd spent its 1,056th straight week on the U.S. album chart. 1,056 consecutive weeks on the U.S. album chart. 1997. That's incredible. Eclipse, the final song on the album, is what we hear from The Dark Side of the Moon. Longevity, that is what The Dark Side of the Moon had going for it, without a doubt. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, welcome on to The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
I want to ask you about some of the Second Amendment things being discussed in last night's debate. But first, any overall views and takeaways from the two nights? I know you watched for all 4 hours to make sure you had a good...
I couldn't. I simply couldn't.
It's tough.
And really, you know, if you get a two-minute synopsis, you pretty much got it, right? They all agree that they are willing to spend my money to buy votes.
Yeah, and your money, as we saw last night, to pay for health insurance for illegal immigrants. 10 years ago, the president was defending Obamacare from that accusation. That was the Joe Wilson, you lie moment 10 years ago. And last night, every single candidate on stage said, yeah, no problem. We'll take your money and have it pay for health insurance for illegal immigrants.
Yeah. And you know, they're not supposed to be voting, but, you know, someone coming from another planet and just tuning in would think, well, those illegal alien folks must be voters.
Right, right. Yes. That's why they're pandering to them, right?
Right. I mean, how else is this happening? It does the incentives don't make any sense. You know, honestly, the parts of the two nights that I did watch could easily lead one to despair for the future of our country. You know, I have to keep reminding myself that we've survived waves of foolishness in the past and come out okay. I got to tell you, in the back of my mind, what was going on is this is an indictment of the public education system.
Well, Steve, I wanted to ask you about some of the clips we just played. If you were listening, I played a couple of sound bites from last night where the candidates were talking guns and Second Amendment issues. Joe Biden, among other things last night, saying as president, he would mandate or work to ensure, make it law that every gun in the country be a smart gun. That's sold. What does that mean? Is that even possible?
No, it's not possible because we've got, I mean, estimates vary, but somewhere between 400 and 6 million guns in private hands in the U.S. I think it's beautiful that no one knows exactly what that number is. We're just guesstimating.
Yeah.
And the truth is firearms last several human lifetimes with minimal maintenance. So you can't make the approximately half a billion guns suddenly disappear. Guns are super easy to make, by the way. You can find the videos still on YouTube that they haven't closed off, where you can build yourself a 12-gauge shotgun for about $10 in hardware store materials. Guns are a low-technology item, honestly. So you can't make all the guns smart guns. What you might be able to do is make all the law-abiding citizens buy smart guns moving forward, but that's not going to have any impact on the criminal use of firearms. I mean, AK-47s alone, there are approximately 600 or 800 million of those in circulation on Earth. And certain markets in Africa, they sell for $20 to $30 American, and they travel freely just like drugs do all around Earth. So the bad guys aren't going to be impacted by this at all, in the least. And the other thing about smart guns is, you know, I teach a class for Cooley Law School called Gun Control Seminar. And one of my students a few years ago was a purchasing officer for a medium-sized police department in Michigan. And they were testing a prototype of a smart gun. And on his bench, he built a jammer for that smart gun. And so that police department decided not to purchase the smart guns because they can be jammed from a distance. So whenever anybody mentions smart guns, I say, well, you know what that is? That's a government off switch for your gun.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Doolin with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Kamala Harris was the other voice we heard on Second Amendment gun control. She would ban the importation of assault weapons from from a foreign country. She would do a whole bunch of things in her first act. She's in favor of the quote unquote gun buyback program, which is really a gun confiscation program by the government. I would imagine the answer to that is similar to the last answer. If we don't know how many guns are out there, it's really hard to have an effective quote unquote gun buyback program.
Oh, absolutely right. In fact, it's failing in New Zealand right now. After the last tragic multiple victim public killing, New Zealand very quickly in a rush passed a series of bills, including one that provided for the so-called gun buyback. They're getting a less than 1% response rate based on their estimates of the numbers of guns. And the folks who have turned in their guns for cash are really upset, and apparently there's going to be some litigation regarding the price. They're being underpaid for the guns that are being confiscated.
You couldn't predict that might happen, right? That you'd offer a deal and then have to back down on it? No, that would never happen.
Right. Exactly. The government would never shortchange you.
No. You're the government. They're here to help or something along those lines.
Right.
We've got less than 60 seconds here to wrap things up. I mean, did you pick up anything else from last night? Do you think Joe Biden did well by himself? Is he still the front runner in your mind, or do you think he will be in the polling mind?
I don't. My prediction is going to be Kamala Harris takes the lead after last night.
Yeah, I've been saying Harris is the candidate to watch and is dangerous. I think she's dangerous both in the primary. She can certainly win. She'd be a dangerous general election candidate, too. But there's a long way to go.
She's good at what she does.
Yes. Even if it doesn't appeal to us specifically. All right, Steve Doolin, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Come back after the break and after the bottom of the hour. Doug O'Brien from Health and Human Services on the Steve Gruber Show.